This Sunday, again, we celebrate a major feast in the church, the solemnity of Christ the King of the universe. Before he is King of the universe, the Lord wants to be the King of your life and my life. Christ is the King of my thoughts when I think often of him. Christ is the King of my hopes when my greatest dream is to be near him. Christ is the King of my imagination when I close my eyes and see him often. Christ is the King of my emotions when he is the only one I long for. Christ is the King of my will when I make the point to be his. Christ is the King of my heart when I love him and the people he loves. There is a hymn called Christ Beside Me that pretty much outlines what it means to have Christ as the King of one's life. The hymn says, Christ beside me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, King of my heart, Christ within me, Christ below me, Christ above me, never to part. In ancient times, kings used to earn the crown by fighting great battles and proving themselves worthy of the title and the honor. The Lord Jesus, too, fought a great battle. Where? On the cross. Against whom? Against sin and death. This is very crucial in our faith. We believe that because of our sins, we did not have access to God at some point. Death was the end of the story. We needed a Savior, and God, because of his great love for us, became man and offered himself as the sacrifice on the cross so that we could have access to him again. A price had to be paid, and Christ paid it for us. He went to battle on our behalf. And behold, love prevailed over death. Every crucifix that we see is a place of victory and not of defeat. The Father has made Jesus King, and now the King demands our loyalty and obedience. This King is asking one thing of us, that we love him and that we love our neighbor as oneself. That is the law in the kingdom where he reigns. And he himself outlines the way to live out this, his command, by feeding the hungry, by quenching someone's thirst, by welcoming the stranger, by offering clothing to the naked, by caring for the sick, and visiting those who are in jail. The gospel is simple and straightforward. We do these things and we belong to his kingdom. We don't do these things and we are out of the kingdom. This king has a very soft spot for the poor and the suffering, a very soft spot in his heart, such that he tells us, what you did for them, you did it for me. What you did not do for them, you did not do for me. The question that this solemnity poses us, the questions, are quite compelling, and they are the following. Do I want the Lord as my King? Do I want to be part of his kingdom? If the answer is yes, yes, then the question becomes, what am I willing to do for others today, this coming week, and the weeks ahead? What am I willing to do for the poor, the thirsty, the sick, the imprisoned, and the stranger? Slavery to sin and death makes us selfish, self-centered, and self-consumed. Freedom from slavery to sin and death, which Christ won for us on the cross, that freedom makes us other-centered, caring, and loving. The times that we live today present plenty of opportunities for us to behave as true citizens of this kingdom. Some people are suffering a lot these days for different reasons, from anger, fear, and loneliness, to hunger, sickness, and other factors like unemployment or grief because of the loss of a loved one. The need for loyalty and fidelity to Christ the King have never been more urgent. And this is why, on his behalf, if I may, I ask us this morning, what am I willing to do for others today, this coming week, and the weeks ahead? What am I willing to do for the poor, the thirsty, the sick, the imprisoned, and the stranger? When the time comes to receive communion, we freely express our desire to join his kingdom and to live out his commandment of love. When we receive the King in communion, if well disposed, of course, we accept him as our Savior and Lord. Christ reigns. Christ conquers. Christ commands. May he reign over vice and selfishness. May he rule over pride and sin. May Christ the King live forever and ever. Amen.